This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Jazz singer Dee Dee Bridgewater calls her new album Red Earth her journey home. She recorded it in West Africa, in Mali. Dee Dee Bridgewater was born in Memphis, has been a jazz singer for more than 30 years now. She's also the host of the NPR program Jazz Set. The new CD mixes her own lyrics with Malian songs, her own jazz combo with Malian musicians and singers. Red Earth sprang from her search for her African heritage.
Dream of a land. My soul is
I was really trying to find my African ancestry. I traced my family tree back about 150 years, and then I just ran up against a blank wall. And so I started listening to music from all of the different West African countries. And every time I heard music from Mali, it was as if I knew this music. So finally, after 2 years of listening to music, you know, I decided I needed to go. And when I did in 2004, accompanied by Sheikh Titi and Sek, the first thing that happened when I got off the plane and was waiting for my bags is an elderly man came over to me, hugging me and kissing me on both cheeks. And this man thought I was his niece, who had been away in Europe for 5 years. You know, he was convinced I was his niece. So that was the first sign.
Did you know much about your African heritage before you started this project?
I didn't know anything. And as a matter of fact, to be perfectly honest, I had grown up with very, very negative impressions of Africa. In you know, school books where they would talk about Africa, it was always like the Africans were savages. I had no idea that there were African kingdoms, that there were, you know, these deep cultural roots, you know, the whole griot, oral historians. You know, I didn't know this stuff because we weren't taught that in school.
What exactly do you think it was in the music from Mali that you were hearing that sounded so familiar to you?
It was the music in general. It just seemed familiar, like I knew it. And when I went the first time in 2004, Sheikh Titi and Sek took me to a lot of clubs so that I could hear live music. And I just, every time, I had a need to sit in with these people. And I never, ever do that. And, I mean, it would be so strong that finally, I mean, I would either ask Sheikh to go and ask them, or sometimes I'd just get up and start singing with them, either scatting or making up a counter melody. And
that's not something you do?
Never, no. Now that I have been touring basically now for a little over 21 years, the last thing I want to do is sit in with somebody. I mean, truly.
What was that like when you'd be getting up on stage? And I'm imagining it's a small place in Bamako, in Mali.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, Melissa, I have to say it was nothing short of amazing. The musicians were baffled. They have a custom in Mali when griot singers are performing, people will come up while that griot is singing and put money in their hands. So in some instances, that happened to me. And I mean, I had a woman give me a sweater. I mean, I'm talking about one of the poorest African countries. For someone to give me some money, which maybe the equivalent was a dollar, but a dollar for them is a lot. And you're not supposed to give it back, I found out after I tried to give back money the first time this happened. You know, that's an insult because they are like giving you a kind of praise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen together to the title song from the CD. This is Red Earth. Now, is this a song? Is this your song? Is this an old Malian song? What is this?
It's an old griot song, Masani Sise. In most of the Malian songs, I've tried to do very simple adaptations lyrically. So on this particular song, I decided to tell my own griot story.
It was so good to me.
And that is how I call my part Red Earth. And I don't really deal at all with Masani Sise. That is sung by Mama Kuyate.
So two different narratives going on here.
Two completely different narratives.
Then take me with you, whatever you make. I want you to take me home to Bamako.
I've always had a fascination for red earth.
What do you mean?
I love red earth. My mother told me when I was a baby in Memphis, I would take my clothes off and roll around in this red earth and cover my hair with it. And every day she said it was almost like a ritual, and she did not understand what that came from. So when I went to Mali, and the first morning when I opened the curtains in my hotel room, and I saw this deep, deep red earth, I turned to my husband, who co-produced this album with me, and I said, I'm home. I know I'm home. I know it in my heart.
And when I stepped off the plane in Bamako, I saw the red earth and knew the blues had touched my soul.
Hey. Well, Dee Dee Bridgewater, thanks so much.
You are so welcome, Melissa.
Dee Dee Bridgewater's CD is Red Earth, A Malian Journey. You can hear Bridgewater in concert at our website, npr.org.